Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The union CGT has confirmed that staff in public services will file strike notices during the period of the Olympic Games. CGT General Secretary Sophie Binet has said that social dialogue with the government has stalled and urges the government to organise a meeting at the Prime Minister's office at Matignon. Emmanuel Macron will be meeting with party leaders today as he continues his series of consultations ahead of next week's parliamentary debate on what action should be taken in Ukraine. Yesterday, the current president met with his predecessors, Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande, to discuss the issue. When it came to Macron's previous comments on sending Western ground troops to Ukraine, François Hollande stressed that, in his opinion, the less said the better, and that Putin should not be made aware of any intentions. In the US, Joe Biden will be delivering his State of the Union speech to Congress today. There are just months to go until the next US elections, and a face-off between Biden and Trump is looking inevitable, as yesterday Donald Trump's last remaining rival to be the Republican candidate, Nikki Haley, threw in the towel. The month of February 2024 was the hottest month ever to be recorded. The European Observatory Copernicus has confirmed that February was the ninth consecutive month to break a monthly temperature record. And finally, if you're thinking of a getaway by train between the end of spring and early summer, now is the time to start booking those tickets. The SNCF opened ticket sales this morning for TGV Inuit and Intercity journeys for the period May 23rd to July the 5th. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.